ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो बिफोर बिगिनिंग the Srimad Bhagavatam verse, I thought I should say a few things. Today is the disappearance day of Jagadish Pandit and Srila Jiva Goswami.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the disappearance day of Jagadish Pandit and Srila Jiva Goswami.
So I can mention a few things that I remember about these two intimate associates of the Lord. Jagadish Pandit was a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. And it is described in the Gaura Ganadesh Topika that he was previously one of the Yagyapatnis. And he appeared in Chaitanya Leela as an associate of Lord Chaitanya. And Jagadish and his brother Hiranya, they both moved to Navadvip after their parents died. They were brothers. And they were Jagadish Pandit was also he was a contemporary of Jagannath Mishra. And they lived right next door, actually, to each other. And so they would come over and oftentimes see young Nimai in his childhood Leela in Navadvip. And Jagadish Pandit's wife, her name was Dukini. She used to come over to the house oftentimes, act as a what we call a wet nurse. She would offer her milk to young Nimai. She was. And therefore they were very close with the family of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. And they had a maternal and paternal relationship with the Lord. There's a story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat which reveals Lord Chaitanya's favor to Jagadish and Hiranya both. It's in the Adikanda of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it begins with Nimai in his usual way. As a child, he would oftentimes cry, and the only way he would be able to stop crying is everyone would begin chanting the names of the Lord. We know this was quite commonplace in his childhood Leela. Everyone gradually began to figure out that if you want to get Nimai to stop crying, you have to chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And it would always work. And Nimai would stop crying and he would start dancing and be very animated and enthusiastic to hear the holy names chanting, indicating in the future what he was going to do. But on this one particular occasion, he began crying.
egy konkrét eset, amikor elkezdett
sírni. And everybody as usual began. Haribo, Haribo.
Szokás szerint mindenki elkezdett így.
And Imai wouldn't stop crying. And everybody was astonished. He always stops crying. Why is he still crying?
Yes,
Nehemiah, what is it? What is it? What's wrong, child? What? Why are you crying like this? Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Please stop crying. And Nehemiah said, I want the prasadam that Jagadish and Haranya are offering today on a codicil. They are offering some very nice rice today. And I want to partake of their remnants. And everyone was shocked. How does Nimai know that Jagadish and Haranya were offering rice to their deities on a codicil? So, because they wanted to get him to stop crying, they ran to the home of Jagadish Pandit. And they said, Nehemiah is crying incessantly. He will not stop crying until he takes some of the rice that you are offering to your deities today. And Jagadish said, how did Nehemiah know that I was offering rice to my deities today? And he began contemplating in that kind of mystical way that sometimes the associates of the Lord begin contemplating about the identity of this young child. Sometimes it seems as though Lord Narayan speaks through him. How could he have possibly known that I was making this offering today to my Vishnu deities? And everyone else was thinking, how can Nehemiah take the grains on a codicil? But Jagadish understood that Nehemiah was, he understood the position of the Lord, and he immediately gathered everything that he had prepared, his offering to his Vishnu deity, and he put it all on the plate and offered it to the devotees who had come on behalf of Nehemiah and said, please give this all to your son. And they brought all the prasadam back, and Nehemiah, he took a taste of every single preparation. And in this way, he was very satisfied to accept the offering of Jagadish Pandit. And we know that it is a very special thing when the Lord accepts something from the hands of his devotees. In fact, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains in this connection that even the wealthiest person, if they're not devotees of the Lord, if they offer something to the Lord is not inclined to take. But he's very eager to accept food that has been prepared by his devotees. So in this way he bestowed his mercy upon Jagadish Pandit and his brother Hiranya. It is also described that later, before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he instructed Jagadish Pandit to go to Jagannath Puri. And he told him to go there and to preach the glories of Nam Sankirtan. And Jagadish Pandit actually went there, I believe, with his wife also. They went together. And they went and they took darshan of Lord Jagannath. And after seeing Lord Jagannath, Jagadish Pandit was overwhelmed with great feelings of separation. And he could not contain his emotions when he left the temple of the Jagannath temple. And it was not a very common affair for such persons to experience such intense separation after seeing or gaining the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So many people would come and see Lord Jagannath, they would take darshan, they would leave, and they would go about their usual affairs. But Jagadish Pandit's feelings of separation were so intense that the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And he appeared as Lord Jagannath. And he told Jagadish Pandit, he says, I want you to take my deity and to bring it with you when you return to Navadvip. And this was the time of the Nava Kalevara, when they change the Lord Jagannath, as they do every year. They make a new Jagannath and they take the old Jagannath.
Ez a Nava Kalevara időszaka volt, amikor kicserélik Jagannathnak a testét, elviszik a régit, és egy új testet kap.
So he appeared in a dream and he told Jagadish Pandit, I want you to take this old Jagannath form and bring it with you.
És akkor megjelent Jagadish álmában, és azt mondta, hogy azt akarom, hogy ezt a régi Jagannath formát vigy magadnak.
And Jagadish Pandit said, how is it possible I'm going to carry you? In his dream, he was asking the Lord. And the Lord said, it's okay, you just tie me to a stick and I will become light as cork and you'll be able to carry me.
And
he said, and in whatever place where I am put down on the ground, that place I will remain there and accept worship.
És bármivel leteszel a földön, ott fogok maradni, és elfogadom az imádatot.
So that same night, Lord Jagannath appeared in the dream of the king of Orissa.
Ugyanezen az éjszakán Jagannath megjelent Orissa királyának az álmában is.
And he told the king of Orissa in a dream, I said, my devotee, Jagadish Pandit, you should give him my old form. He will take him with him.
Mondta a királynak, hogy vidd el az én régi, vagy adod az én régi formámat Jagadish Panditnak, és ő majd el fogja vinni.
So after the Nava Kalevara, the restoration, or the installing of the new Jagannath deity, the king arranged and gave this deity to Jagadish Pandit. And as you know, Lord Jagannath is he's not so small. If you've ever been to a Jagannath theater in Puri, or maybe you've seen videos how they pull Lord Jagannath and they put him on the tulis. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They pull the ropes, they pull his legs forward, and then his body moves forward, and then they pull his legs forward, and he moves this way, and it takes how many men? 20 men? 30 men? Pulling the rope. But Jagadish Pandit enlisted two Brahmins to help him, and he had the stick, and he tied Lord Jagannath to a stick, and he just lifted him up and carried him.
Jagadish Pandit csak hívott két brámanát, rákötötte Jagannathot egy botra, és ő így felement, és vitte.
And Lord Jagannath became very light, very easy to carry, for one person to carry.
So Jagannath nagyon könnyű lett, olyan könnyű, hogy egy személy tudta vinni.
So they began their return journey to Navadvip Dham.
És aztán elindultak visszafelé Navadvip Dhamba.
And each brahmin would take turn carrying, and Jagadish Pandit would also carry.
És akkor így a két brámana és Jagadish így váltogatták egymást, hogy kiviszik.
And they stopped, and once they stopped in a village called Jashora.
És egyszer megálltak egy Jashora nevű faluban.
And Jagadish Pandit wanted to go take his bath.
És Jagadish Pandit meg akart fürödni.
So he left Lord Jagannath on the shoulders of one of the Brahmins. And all of a sudden, Lord Jagannath started getting very heavy. And the Brahmin was trying to maintain it, but it was impossible. And Jagannath fell to the ground at that particular spot and stood there. And when Jagadish Pandit came back from taking his bath, he saw that Lord Jagannath was on the ground, and he said, this must be where he wants to stay. So it is a very famous place. So I can't remember, there was some leela that took place in the village nearby, the village Chakdaha. And the Jagannath deity was kept there and worshipped there. And his ancestors also continued to worship, and he's still being worshipped today. And if you go to the temple there today, they'll show you the stick that Jagadish Pandit used to carry on Jagannath. So that's all I can think of about Jagadish Pandit. And of course there's Jiva Goswami, who is one of the six Goswamis. And he was one of the greatest Vaishnava philosophers in history. Jiva Goswami was the son of Vallabha, who was the younger brother of Rupa and Sanatan. But Chaitanya had given Vallabha the name Anupam. And when Jiva Goswami was a very young child, his uncles, Lord Chaitanya was traveling with his kirtan party, and he was traveling to South India. Lord Chaitanya went to Ramakirli. And at that time, Jiva Goswami was living there as a young child. And we all know the story when Lord Chaitanya came to Ramakirli to, and when Rupa and Sanatan bowed down and surrendered themselves to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, putting a blade of grass in their teeth. Actually, Jiva Goswami was there as a young child at that time, and he saw Lord Chaitanya. It was the only time he actually got to that direct darshan of Lord Chaitanya was when he was a young child. And it's described, I believe, in the Navadvipa Mahatmya that Lord Chaitanya had given instructions to Jiva Goswami and then as a young child. Yes, yeah, it's in Navadvipa Mahatmya. He told him that he should become very expert in studying the Vedic literatures. And he told him also that he should go and he to Navadvipa and he should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Which Jiva Goswami later did in time. But at this particular time, he had this short darshan with Lord Chaitanya, and from that moment, renunciation was awakened within his heart. And although he was a very young child, he was not very much inclined towards frivolous play. The only thing he would, kind of games he would play were games that were directly related to Krishna. And he was a very beautiful child. He had very beautiful features. And he had his own, he made, I think, his own personal deities, and he would worship them. He had deities of Krishna and Balaram, and he would make offerings for them and prepare offerings for them, and he would take the remnants of the foodstuffs that he would offer to them, and he would take them out to his friends and distribute the remnants from prasadam to all of his young friends.
Krishna Balaram útjai voltak, és felajánlásokat készített nekik, felajánlotta őket, és a maradékokat pedig kivitte és kiosztotta a barátainak.
So he was never inclined towards any kind of frivolous sport.
Sosem volt zöld semmilyen szeszélyes sporthoz.
He was always showed his deep devotion and dedication and worship of Krishna.
És mindig a mély odaadását és a Krishna iránti elkötelezettségét nyilvánítja.
Sri Jiva Goswami's father died when he was at a very young age. Anupam and Rupa Goswami, they were on their way to Jagannath Puri. And Anupam, he departed for the spiritual world. He went back to Godhead. He was also a very great devotee of the Lord. And when Jiva Goswami heard of his father's departure, he was very pained at the loss of his father, because his father was such a great Vaishnava. And he became even more deeply absorbed in his bhajan and his worship of the deities. One night, in a dream, Krishna and Balaram appeared to Jiva Goswami. It was very, very late at night. Jiva Goswami could not sleep at all that night. His mind was very restless, feeling great separation from the Lord. It was very, very, very late, or actually early in the morning, and he finally fell asleep, and Krishna Balaram appeared to him in a vision. Krishna was very beautiful, displaying his lotus-like features on his palms and his eyes and his lotus feet. Balaram had his fair complexion. And then Jiva Goswami woke up after seeing that beautiful form and again intensely hankering for them. But then he fell asleep again. He saw those same two forms transform into Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then from that moment on, he was very, very eager to go and to take the darshan of Lord Nityananda. Although he was very eager also to go to Vrindavan, he didn't want to stay in family life. He didn't want to get entangled, and he wanted to leave and go to Vrindavan. That was always his hankering as a child. Because his uncles Rupa and Sanatan, they were there in Vrindavan. He wanted the shelter of their association. But in this dream, Lord Chaitanya instructed him to go to Navadvip. So, I think he left home. I don't know at what age he left home. It is described elsewhere. He lived for 85 years, and 65 of those years were spent in Vrindavan. And his childhood and youth, they were spent in Ramakirli and Fatehabad and Chapka, one other place where he studied. He took the order of Lord Chaitanya, and before going to Navadvip, he studied all the Vedic scriptures.
elfogadta az újsítani utasítását, és mielőtt bevadikbe ment volna, tanulmányozta az összes védikus szentírás.
It became very learned in all the scriptural conclusions.
Nagyon tanult, hát megértette az írások végkövetkeztetései.
And then he continued on to Navadvipdham, calling out the names of Nityai Gaur and great feelings of separation.
És aztán ment Navadvipdham felé, miközben Gaur és Nityai neveit kiáltozta nagy átkülönésben.
And finally he arrived in Navadvipdham and he met some of the associates of Lord Nityananda who was there at that time.
És végül megérkezett Navadvipdhamban, ahol találkozott az Úr Nityananda társaival, aki ott volt akkor.
And Lord Nityananda was feeling very ecstatic and he began shouting out with laughter.
Az Úr Nityananda extázisban volt, és kacagva kiáltozott az extázisban.
Because he knew that Jiva Goswami was coming.
Mert tudta, hogy a Jiva Goswami.
So Jiva Goswami, but as soon as he entered into Navadvipdham, he fell on the ground and started rolling in the dust.
Amint Jiva Goswami Navadvipdhamba érkezett, a földre rojott, és elkezdett rendelegni a borban.
And he took shelter of the associates of the Lord who were there at that time. And who brought him to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda was very, very pleased to see him, immediately recognized Jiva Goswami. Placed his lotus feet upon his head of Jiva Goswami. And then the Lord Nityananda, of course, he took him on parikram to all the different places in Navadvipa. Just described in the Navadvipdham Mahatmya. They went to each of the places where Lord Chaitanya manifested his Navadvip Lila. And Nityananda was instructing Jiva Goswami all along. After completing their Navadvip parikram, Jiva Goswami had some questions he wanted to ask of Lord Nityananda. And one of the questions he asked is, how is it possible that the residents of Navadvip, they can live here for so long and still not attain Krishna bhakti?
Az egyik kérdés az volt, hogy hogy lehet, hogy Navadvip lakói olyan sokáig tudnak itt élni, anélkül, hogy elérnék a Krisna bhakti.
And Lord Nityananda gave him a very detailed explanation.
És az Úr Nityananda egy nagyon részletes magyarázatot adott.
He told him that how the dham has a covering known as Praudamaya.
Elmondta, hogy a dham befedi egy réteg, amit úgy neveznek, hogy Praudamaya.
It's a very thin covering.
Ez egy nagyon vékony réteg.
And it's the protector of the dham.
Ami megvédi a dhámot.
It protects deceitful and proud persons from entering into the dham.
Megvédi a dhámot a csaló és büszke emberektől, hogy ne tudjanak belépni a dhámot.
Even though they may think they are in the dham.
Annak ellenére, hogy azt hiszik, hogy a dhámban vannak.
Even though they may even chant the names of Gauranga with feeling.
Igaz is lehet, hogy érzelmekkel teli hangon énekli Gauranga nevét.
If there's any pride in their hearts, they are not allowed to enter into the dham.
De ha büszkeség van a szívükben, akkor nem tudnak belépni a dhámba.
Said all those who are actually in the dham and residents of dham, they have a relationship with Lord Chaitanya.
Valójában akik a dhámban vannak és a dhám lakói, mindannyiuknak van egy kapcsolata az Úr Chaitanya.
Said but the deceitful persons who are proud, they don't have it. There is no sambandha, there is no relationship.
De a csaló és büszke embereknek nincs kapcsolata, nincs sambandha.
And he said that they are kept out of the dham, even though they appear to be in the dham. He said, but if a proud person who thinks himself to be very great, he said, well, that's one of the characteristics of a proud person. He says, although he has no qualification, he thinks that he is very great in what he can do.
Egy büszke embernek az a jellemzője, hogy ha már semmi képesítése nincs, azt gondolja, hogy ő nagyon kiváló.
He said, but even a proud person, if he gets the opportunity to associate with a servant of Lord Chaitanya and a devotee of the Lord, then even he can gain entrance into the Dham.
Azt mondta, hogy még hogyha valaki büszke is, hogyha társul az Úrcsétanya valamilyen társával, egy baktával, akkor ő is beíthat a dhámba.
So the highest position of a relationship that one can have Lord Chaitanya is dasya, a servant.
Mondta, hogy a legmagasabb rendű kapcsolat, amiben lehetünk az Úrcsétanyával, az a dasya, az a szolgálati kapcsolat.
So although with Krishna there are different relationships of dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya.
Habár Krishnával ott vannak ezek a különböző kapcsolatok.
So with Lord Chaitanya, the highest relationship that one can have with Lord Chaitanya is dasya, as a servant of Lord
Chaitanya.
And those who are servants of Lord Chaitanya, they are invested with the potency to purify even those who are proud and deceitful. He said that the by having a relationship with a servant of Lord Chaitanya, one can become a servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Van kapcsolata az Úrcsétanya szolgájával, akkor ezáltal az Úrcsétanya szolgájává válhat.
So all the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What do they think of themselves as?
Az Úrcsétanya Charitamrita leírja, hogy hogyan gondolkodnak magukról az Úrcsétanya társai.
The way to the Chaya was always absorbed in the mood of being a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Acharya even went because he was being respected by Lord Chaitanya, because Advaita Acharya was a god brother of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master.
Az Úrcsétanya tisztelte Advaita Acharyát, mert Advaita Acharya az Úrcsétanya lelki tanító mesterének az Isten testvére volt.
So Lord Chaitanya would give him respect, but Advaita Acharya could not tolerate that. He said, please deal with me as if I'm your servant. Don't give me respect.
Tiszteletét ajánlotta neki, de ő pedig így könyörgött, hogy kérlek, bánj velem úgy, mint a szolgáddal, hát tiszteletedet ajánlom.
You should punish your servant.
Büntesd meg a szolgád.
So, Advaita Acharya began preaching in person Mayavad philosophy from Yoga Vasishta, just to get Lord Chaitanya to come and punish him. Because for Advaita Acharya, he wanted the ecstasy of being a servant of Lord Chaitanya. He didn't want that respect, so he was. You know, Lord Chaitanya came to that place and dragged Advaita Acharya off the seat and began beating him.
Nem akarta ezt a tiszteletet, úgyhogy az Úrcsétanya elment Advaita Acharyához, lerántotta őt az ülőhelyéről, és elkezdte verni.
Sita Thakurani, she would cry out, please, he's an old man, what are you doing? Don't hurt him. Advaita Acharya was smiling in ecstasy. No, I've been accepted as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant. And Lord Nityananda also, he was very much absorbed in the mood of being the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Navadita Mahatmya that that's the highest relationship with Lord Chaitanya is dasya, to become a servant of Lord Chaitanya. All the Panchatattva associates of the Lord, they are all absorbed in service to Lord Chaitanya. He said, but the proud persons, they can never have sambandha with Lord Chaitanya. They cannot have any relationship with him, what to speak of being their servant.
Nem lehetnek semmilyen kapcsolatban az Úrcsétanyával, arról nem is beszélve, hogy nem lehetnek a szolgái.
But if they want relationship with him, they have to get the mercy of a servant of Lord Chaitanya.
De ha akarnak kapcsolatban állni vele, akkor meg kell kapni az Úrcsétanya egy szolgáját.
So Nityananda was explaining all this to Jiva Goswami. That's the connection to Jiva Goswami. Because Jiva Goswami had asked that question, why is it that persons can live in the Dham for so long and never get Krishna Bhakti? And Nityananda told him, he said, because they're not in the Dham. They have to get the mercy of Nityananda or Nityananda's representative? Then Lord Nityananda was very merciful to Jiva Goswami. He placed his lotus feet ahead on the head of, again on the head of Jiva Goswami. And he told Jiva Goswami, he says, now Lord Chaitanya is giving you the right to go to Vrindavan. If anyone who wants to enter into Vrindavan, they must first get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya or one of his associates. And Lord Chaitanya then will give one the right to enter into Vrindavan and to understand Radha and Krishna. There was that verse, Yata Yata Gora Padara Vinde, spoken by Prabodhananda Swami. To that degree that one surrenders to Lord Chaitanya, to the same degree one will get the qualification to be able to understand Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan.
Azt mondja, hogy amilyen mértékben meghódol valaki az Úrcsitanyának, olyan mértékben tudja megérteni Rádát és Krisnát.
So Nityananda told Jiva Goswami, he says, now Lord Chaitanya is giving you the right. You can go to Vrindavan and be with your uncles.
Nityananda mondta Jiva Goswaminak, hogy na most megkapod az Úrcsitanyak egyét, hogy elmegy Vrindavanba és a nagybátyáiddal lehess.
And Jiva Goswami, he was feeling so ecstatic, tears were coming from his eyes. He was rolling on the ground in ecstasy. And at that moment, many of the servants of Lord Chaitanya were assembled to see Jiva Goswami off before he went to Vrindavan. And they all wanted to take the dust from the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami. But Jiva Goswami, he fell at the feet of each of these associates of Lord Chaitanya. He said, you are all servants of Lord Chaitanya, therefore you are all my guru. Please, I must take the dust from your lotus feet and give me the blessing so that I may go to Vrindavan.
Kérlek, engedjétek, hogy én megyek portal lótuszlábatoktól, és elmehessek Vrindavanba.
So Jiva Goswami displayed his humility before each of these Vaishnavas.
Jiva Goswami kifejezte az alázatát mindegyik bhakta előtt.
He was thinking, I don't have a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. But you all are his servants. Therefore you are all my gurus. And one by one he went and took the dust from their lotus feet. And asked for their blessings, please. Give me your blessings that I may enter into Vrindavan. Then after he went to see Sachimata. He wanted to go and to get her blessings also. He went to the house of Sachimata and she was there very, and she immediately understood the reason why Jiva Goswami was there. And actually she took the dust from her lotus feet and placed it on his head. And Jiva Goswami was very much ecstatic. And after taking her permission to go, then he left. He left Navadvip. And in his heart, it's described in the Navadvipa Mahatmya that Vrindavan Dham began manifesting in his heart. There was one other thing. Before he left, Nityananda gave him instructions to go and to study Vedanta Anta Madhusudana Vachaspati in Kasi. Because Jiva Goswami says, I've studied all the scriptures, but I have not found a real Vedantist.
He
said, maybe I should go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and I should learn from him all the scriptures according to the proper Vaishnava Siddhanta. But Lord Nityananda told him that no, he said, actually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has instructed Madhusudana Vachaspati, and he is acquainted with all the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, and he can teach you Vedanta.
So
before he went to Vrindavan, he went and he studied under Madhusudana Vachaspati. And he learned all the bhakti shastras. And he learned all the Vaishnava Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, which made him the greatest scholar in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism.
És megtanult az összes régi megteszedés a Gaudiya Vaishnavizmus legnagyobb tudósainak.
But after he was leaving Navadvip Dham, after getting the blessings from all the Vaishnavas, then Vrindavan manifested in his heart.
De miután ment el Navadvipből, és megkapta Vaishnavak áldásait, Vrindavanná megnyilvánult a szívében.
He saw the Yamuna River, he saw his uncles, Rupa and Sanatan.
Látta a Yamuna folyót, látta a nagybátyait, Rupát és Sanatan.
He saw Govardhan. And he was feeling that he was now actually given the blessings to enter the Vrindavan, which was the hankering from his whole childhood. And then one night in the dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him. And Lord Chaitanya told Jiva Goswami, he says, you should continue your journey to Vrindavan. He said, but now that you are going to Vrindavan, you should worship my form. No, you should no longer worship this form, but you should worship my form as the forms of Radha and Krishna. He's telling Jiva Goswami, not this form, I have another form. Vrindavan, you should worship my form as Radha and Krishna. He said, then you should take shelter of your uncles in Vrindavan, and there you should write Vaishnava literatures. So after studying in Kasi, he went to Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami stayed throughout the rest of his life. He went before Sanatana Goswami, and he wanted to take initiation from Sanatana Goswami. I guess I'm going a little bit too long. Should I? I'll end quickly. What time's class usually end? 8:30. A little more. Just a little more. A couple of stories about Jiva Goswami, about Rupa Narayan. in Vrindavan. So he went to Sanatana Goswami. And he wanted to take initiation from Sanatana Goswami, but Sanatana Goswami said, no, you should take initiation from Rupa
Goswami.
So Jiva Goswami began rendering all kinds of service to Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami told him, no, I will not initiate you right away. He said, first you have to become a servant. So Jiva Goswami rendered all kinds of personal service to Rupa Goswami in a very menial way. He would prepare all the deity arti paraphernalia for Rupa Goswami. He would prepare his pencils for writing on the script. During those days there were no Macintosh computers. You know, everything. There was a lot of work to write on these leaves.
They had
to make special pencils for making a permanent inscription upon this on these palm leaves.
So
Jiva Goswami would prepare all these ingredients for Rupa Goswami to do his writing. And then after some time, Rupa Goswami became very pleased and accepted him as his disciple. There are a couple of stories about Jiva Goswami. One was in relationship with a Digvijaya, his name was Rupa Narayan. And this Digvijaya, he was, you know, like an all-conquering pandit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Keshava Kashmiri in Chaitanya and Gaura Lila, he was the pandit who was never defeated by anyone in debate. So this Rupa Narayan, he challenged Rupa and Sanatana Goswami to debate.
Ez a Rupa Narayan kihívta Rupa és Sanatana Goswami vitára.
And Rupa and Sanatana Goswami think, we have no business with people like this. What benefit will it be to defeat this person?
And
they were not interested in their own personal prestige at all
whatsoever.
So Rupa Narayan said to them, he said, if you will not accept my challenge, then sign this document saying that I have defeated you.
És akkor Rupa Narayan mondta, hogy hát, hogyha nem vagytok hajlandók elfogadni a kihívásomat, akkor írjátok alá ezt a papírt, hogy legyőztelek.
So, Rupa Goswami just said, okay. So this Digvijaya Pandit was going around showing everybody, see, I have defeated Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And Jiva Goswami heard about this. And when Jiva Goswami approached this Rupa Narayan said that he challenged him.
És amikor Jiva Goswami hallotta ezt, akkor oda ment Rupa Narayanhoz, és ő kihívta őt.
And Jiva Goswami said, you have not defeated my gurus, my worshipful masters.
Jiva Goswami mondta, hogy te nem győzted le az én gurujaimat, az én imádott mestereimet.
And he was determined to defeat Rupa Narayan in debate.
És érdekelt volt, hogy ő le fogja győzni vitában Rupa Narayan.
I think something like 7 days they spoke continuously. Jiva Goswami debated him. And defeated him so soundly that he almost left his body. And when word got back to Rupa Goswami, what Jiva Goswami he was done, Rupa Goswami externally he was very disturbed. What have you done?
És amikor Rupa Goswami ezt meghallotta, akkor így külsőlegesen nagyon, tehát azt nyilvánította, hogy ez nagyon zavarja, hogy mit csinálta.
Don't you know that we were not interested in any kind of false prestige?
Mondta, hogy hát nem tudod, hogy bennünket nem érdekel a hamis tekintély.
What benefit was there for you to defeat him?
Mi haszna volt ennek, hogy legyőzted őt?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the order that everyone should think themselves to be lower than a blade of grass, more taller than a tree.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu azt az utasítást adta mindenkinek, hogy gondolja magára úgy, hogy alacsonyabb rendben az utcán, hanem a szalma szállán, és legyen türelmes segítség.
Externally he appeared to be angry, but actually, of course, Jiva Goswami was not at fault because he was not defeating Rupa Narayan for any false prestige.
Külsőlegesen úgy tett, mintha mérges lett volna, de persze valójában nem volt az, mert Jiva Goswami egyáltalán nem a saját tekintélye véget vitázott.
His sole purpose was simply to establish, to defend the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta and to defend his worshipful gurus.
Az egyetlen szándék az volt, hogy megvédje a Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhantát és a saját lelki tanító mestereit.
And he was willing to even run the risk of being seen as a person who was proud for the sake of defending his worshipful gurus.
És még azt is hajlandó volt kockáztatni, hogy büszkének fogják tekinteni, csak azért, hogy megvédje a gurujait.
So anyways, Sanatana Goswami told Jiva Goswami to go away. Sanatana Goswami actually went back and petitioned Rupa Goswami and explained that actually Jiva Goswami is not at fault. You should accept him back.
Goswami ment utána Rupa Goswamihoz, hogy hát igaz, és kérelte őt, hogy fogadja vissza Jiva Goswami, pedig ezzel nem követett el hibát.
So he accepted him back.
És
on the request of Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami kérésére.
But there was another time.
De volt egy másik alkalom.
And this time was with Vallabhabhatta.
És ez Vallabhabhattával volt.
Rupa Goswami was writing his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Rupa Goswami írta a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhuját.
And Vallabhabhatta came to that spot and saw Rupa Goswami writing some verses for Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
És Vallabhabhatta odajött és látta, hogy írja Rupa Goswami a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhut.
And Vallabhabhatta began reading the verses and pointed out some mistakes that Rupa Goswami had made.
És ahogy Vallabhabhatta olvasta a verseket, akkor rámutatott egy hibára, hogy Rupa Goswami hibát csinált.
And Jiva Goswami was there at the time and he didn't say anything.
És Jiva Goswami is ott volt akkor, de nem
But he was angry. How he could possibly find mistakes in the works of my spiritual master. So after Vallabhabhatta had pointed out these mistakes, he went down to the river to take bath. And on the pretense of going to fetch some water for his spiritual master, Jiva Goswami also went down to the banks of the river. And he approached Vallabhabhatta. And he said, "You are a fool. You do not know anything about Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Why have you pointed out faults in the writings of my spiritual master? And he said, I will prove to you that what you have said is completely false. And he took every one of the statements of Vallabhabhatta and he completely defeated them so soundly that Vallabhabhatta could not say anything.
Vallabhabhatta minden állítását sorra megcáfolta, annyira, hogy Vallabhabhatta szóba sem jutott.
Vallabhabhatta was actually, he admitted defeat.
Vallabhabhatta elfogadta, hogy legyőzte őt.
There was nothing he could do. He was defeated.
Semmit nem tudott tenni, rá vagy győzve.
And he decided he would go back and tell Rupa Goswami.
És úgy mondta, hogy visszamegy és elmondja ezt Rupa Goswami.
He said, your disciple, Jiva Goswami, he came and he defeated me and proved to me that you had not made any mistakes in your writings of Bhakti
Rasamrita.
Rupa Goswami was thinking, he has not learned his lesson. I have told him before that he should not do this. So he called Jiva Goswami, he said to Jiva Goswami, he said, I think you should leave and go back to Bengal until your mind becomes a little calm. He sent Jiva Goswami away. And Jiva Goswami, you know, of course, he was devastated. He went to some nearby village in Vrindavan and he began performing very severe austerities. He gave up eating, gave up sleeping. He was living in a hole. And all he would eat was he would take a little flour and he would mix it with Yamuna water and he would take the dough and he would eat that a little bit of that every day.
És csak azt hittem, hogy egy kis lisztet összekeverek minden nap egy pici jamunavízzel, és akkor ebből emelt egy keveset.
And he was performing such severe austerities.
És olyan szigorú lemondásokat
végzett. He was becoming very sick, very ill. His body was very sick.
Nagyon
very,
beteg lett.
And very lean. He was becoming so emaciated.
És teljesen lesoványodott a teste.
But he would not give up his austerities until his spiritual master would accept him back. And Sanatana Goswami at that time, Sanatana Goswami was actually very gregarious. And gregarious, he was friendly with everyone in Vrindavan.
Sanatana Goswami mindenkivel nagyon barátságos volt Vrindavanban.
He would actually get involved in the lives of everyone. He was the senior most of the six Goswamis, and he would go and he would visit on the pretext of begging some offering, he would go and people would ask Sanatana Goswami about personal things.
Ő volt a legidősebb a Goswami közül, és azon az ürügyen, hogy adományt, valami zsákoltott a lükelmet az emberekhez, és akkor ők ilyen személyes dolgaikkal kapcsolatban kérdezik.
He was so much loved by everyone that everyone would tell him like the local gossip that was going on in Daphne.
Mennyire szeretnének, hogy mindenki elmondta neki a helyi betkákat, hogy mit
And one day, somebody told Sanatana Goswami, do you know that there is an ascetic who's living in a hole near the Yamuna? And Sanatana Goswami said, oh, I didn't know. Who is this? He said, we don't know, but he's living in a hole and his body is very emaciated. He's performing very severe austerities. So Sanatana Goswami, when he heard this from one of the Vrijavasis, he decided to go and look for this ascetic. And he saw an ascetic in a hole, and he saw it was Jiva Goswami. He said, what are you doing? He said, my spiritual master has told me that I should leave until my mind is calm. So I've accepted austerities for calming my mind. Sanatana Goswami said, look at you, come on out. I will convince Rupa Goswami to accept you back. Jiva Goswami was so ill, he couldn't come out. Sanatana Goswami had to climb into the hole and actually carry him out. And he brought him back to Rupa Goswami and said, look at what Jiva Goswami has done. Please be merciful and accept him back. So Rupa Goswami, again at the plea of Sanatana Goswami, accepted his disciple back again. So these are a couple of the pastimes of Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. Of course, Jiva Goswami lived a very long time in Vrindavan, and after the departure of Rupa and Sanatana, he was known as the chief Goswami in Vrindavan. Anyone who came to study Vaishnava Siddhanta would study under Jiva Goswami. He gave Narottam Das Thakur, he came to Vrindavan and studied under Jiva Goswami. Shyamananda Goswami, who was previously Tuki Krishna Das, he came and studied under Jiva Goswami. Srinivas Acharya. And in fact, it was Jiva Goswami who sent the three of them to bring all the Vaishnava literatures to Bengal. That's a whole story in of itself. When the literatures were taken to Bengal and were stole by that king, Viram Hira. But Jiva Goswami was the most respected and accepted as the most learned scholar on Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Anyone who reads the Sats and Dabras, you know, Gopal Champu and so many works that he had written, he had compiled over 400,000 Sanskrit verses in glorification of the Lord in his works. So today is the disappearance day, both of Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Jagadish Pandit. We thought it would be appropriate to speak a few words about their activities and pastimes. There's no time for the verse. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami ki, Jagadish Pandit ki, Gopinath.